And we welcome into Overdrive Shaquem Griffin, Terry Griffin, and Shaquille Griffin. Gentlemen, how are you?
Great.
Oh, good. Thank you for having us today.
Never know how that's going to go when you ask three people how they're doing, but you guys timed that perfectly. And we brought everyone in because there's this great story about your family that you're telling with Gillette. And, you know, Gillette understands your best never comes easy. And that's a great way of talking about Shaquem Griffin's NFL career, because you've become the league's first one-handed player, and you did so with the help of your brother and your father, Terry, to overcome all these obstacles, and just an incredible amount of determination to get here. And I guess I'll start with you, Terry. As a father, how did you help your son overcome something that probably most people said would never happen?
Just constantly, you know, trying to instill hard work. Hard work's going to pay off. Hard work's going to pay off. You know, you want to be better than that next guy. So, you know, you got to do these push-ups. You got to do these sit-ups. You got to run. You know, every edge that we can get, you know, we're going to take it.
So, Shaquem, at any level, did you ever look and say, I can't play football anymore?
No.
The great answer.
And let me expand on that then. Coaches, parents, friends, anything. Did anybody say, why are you doing this?
I mean, that happened at every stage of my life, to be honest, from little league to high school to college. And I'm pretty sure they got a lot more daughters now. And, you know, my whole point is, you know, I didn't want nobody's opinion or anybody who say so dictated what I was going to do on or off the field. You know, I took the initiative upon myself to make sure that I pushed myself as hard as possible to make sure I get everything I wanted. And that's me playing ball. I didn't want to stop playing ball because somebody else said so. You know, I don't think, you know, it shouldn't work like that. You know, you do what you put your mind to and you work for anything that you want out of life.
So I can see you're going to training camp, and I can see you maybe making the NFL as a rookie. But starting week one, how amazing was that?
It was amazing. I mean, I was beside my brother again, and I mean, it felt good to be out there. I mean, you know, the biggest stage there is, and you out there with your brother side by side. Making tackles together, I mean, that was the best thing. That was a moment that would last forever.
Yeah, well, Shaquille, you're a big part of this as well. And it just, you know, it happens and it really puts a bow on the whole story that he gets drafted by the team that you're on, the Seattle Seahawks. How have you contributed to that transition? Because it's one thing to be a star at the college level. We have seen very few players be able to carry that into the NFL and to be able to do it so quickly.
Well, the main thing I did was just tell them everything I went through. I feel like the easiest part is telling someone, you know, early what they might, you know, what situation they might be put in or scenario, and once it happened, you know what to do, you know, exactly what to do in those type of situations. So I feel like my main thing was just give them all the knowledge that I learned, you know, from the vets from my first year. So his first year could be a lot easier, you know, of course, than mine. And I feel like that's the biggest thing I've been doing is just trying to give them everything that I know, you know, early. So it just be easier and a lot more simple for him to go through. So, I feel like that's the main thing I've been doing.
So when Shaquem is coming to camp after the draft, Shaquille, are your teammates asking you questions? How's this going to work? How's he going to play? The kind of things that I guess fans are thinking at the same time.
No, not one player, you know, asked me a question like that or, you know, was wondering how it was going to work. You know, everybody accepted him with open arms and was ready to see him play. And everybody knew what type of baller he was already. So they were just excited to see it for themselves. And they was glad for him to be a part of this organization and this team. So I feel like everybody was just, you know, as excited as I was to see him actually run around the field, you know, with us for the first time. So everybody opened him, you know, had open arms and accepted him and, you know, loved him the same way I did when he got here.
Joined by Seattle Seahawk Shaquem Griffin, his brother Shaquille, and also their father Terry Griffin. They've been doing these great kind of video, these commercials with Gillette that are just so inspiring. And, you know, Shaquem, your story's been told now for a couple of years as a star for the University of Central Florida. Your left hand amputated when you were four. You're drafted in the fifth round. And then here you are playing America's team on the weekend, the Dallas Cowboys. And who lights up Tavon Austin on special teams but you? And I want to know who's more jacked up when you tackled him. You, Pete Carroll, who was going nuts, or your brother Shaquille?
That's a hard one, man. Pete be turned up when we make plays. But, you know, I got to give it to my brother. I mean, ain't nobody going to bring the excitement how he brings it. And I got to give it to my brother, but Pete right behind him.
Dad, I got to ask you this question. If it wasn't Pete Carroll, do you think another coach in the NFL would have taken a shot at Shaquem?
I'm pretty sure it was someone out there. If they looked at his, you know, his film, his numbers, you know, he had everything that they was asking for. It's just giving him the shot, and that's all I ever asked. Just give him a shot, and he can show you the rest.
Well, and it's funny that we've gone through, what, 3 weeks of the NFL season. We're already seeing it, and it takes rookies usually seasons to kind of get used to that level of play. And Shaquem, I'm wondering, what is the dialogue like on the field? You're dealing with opponents. Part of the game is trash talking, getting in your opponent's head. How are your opponents approaching you, making history on the field, but also they look at you and they maybe see there's a disability there?
I mean, I ain't really had nobody talk trash to me yet. I be putting awkward situations now in the game. It's different from college. You know, everybody come up with like, man, you so motivational, man. Keep doing your thing. So it's not trash talking. So I don't really know what to say when somebody say that to me. So I'll be like, I just say thank you, you know. You can't trash nobody. You can't trash talk nobody when they say, you know, you motivation. Mm-hmm. You motivational. It's just hard to say that when a player come up and say that. Be in the middle of a play and say, man, you so motivational, man.
It kind of throws you off, doesn't it?
It's an honor to play against you. How you talk trash to that?
Yeah.
You know?
I like you too, man.
Yes.
So you're through 3 weeks now. I'm sure going to camp, you couldn't have known, am I going to make the team? Am I not going to make the team? Am I going to play? Am I going to start? Here you are 3 weeks in. Give me a synopsis 3 weeks in about how this has felt for you.
Man, I don't know. I haven't really even got a chance to really think about it. Everything been moving so fast, but, you know, man, I'm just extremely blessed. I'm happy that I'm in the situation that I'm in. Sometimes it feels surreal, and I feel like I be dreaming sometimes, but it's happening. I mean, you know, I already started the film study for this week, and we got to get ready for this week's game, and it's crazy. It's going to be game four already.
And how important is it for you to be an example for others?
I mean, it's extremely important. You know, I never want to, you know, be caught of not being myself. I mean, I always want everybody to see who I am and always see who I am. And that's on and off the field. So, you know, whatever I'm starting, whatever I create, I want to keep it going.
Well, Shaquem, you talked about thinking. Are you able to think in Seattle with that crowd when things are going well? Because it seemed pretty loud on TV on Sunday.
I mean, you'll be surprised. It's kind of probably easy to think to yourself when it's that loud. You can't hear nobody else.
Just block everyone else out. See, I can hear Shaquille laughing because he knows from experience.
And
yeah, I mean, I'm always laughing.
And Dad, before letting you go, how many pieces of Seahawk garb, shirts, jerseys, jackets, hats, do you own now?
Oh, a lot. But my wife, you can triple that number.
Yeah. Isn't that always the way?
Yes.
Well, you better not be paying full price for that garb. Guys, it's so great to have you on the show. Shaquem, obviously inspiring to so many, and love these spots that you're doing with Gillette. They're online right now. It tells your story, but it also tells your story through the eyes of your father and your brother. So it's been great watching that. And to everyone, good luck against Arizona this weekend.
Thank you so much.
There's Shaquem, Shaquille, and Terry Griffin. Shaquem, the first player in league history to play with just one hand.